Hello, everyone, and welcome to the newest edition of The Peyton Doyle Show. I'm Peyton Doyle, host of The Peyton Doyle Show. I hope you all are having a fantastic day today. And today, I brought in what should be a familiar face to regular viewers of the show by now, CEO, chairman, and founder of Albatross Sports, Jordan McNulty. Great to have you on the show today, Jordan. Let's get right into the biggest news of the day. Taysom Hill was announced as the starter over Jameis Winston for the New Orleans Saints in place of the injured Drew Brees. In the offseason, I was on the record saying there's absolutely no way that Taysom Hill ever becomes a starting quarterback in this league. I was really shocked by this decision. As you know, I texted you about it right as soon as it happened. And I was like, we're going to have to talk about this today because that's some breaking news. So what are your thoughts on the Saints' decision to move on with Taysom Hill as their starting quarterback?
Well, at first I was very confused on why the Saints would choose Taysom over the guy they just got, Jameis Winston from the Bucs. And at first I was like, what are they doing? Because Taysom's obviously not been a great quarterback for the Saints, but he's been other things, a great tight end and, you know, trick play monster. But now that I think about it, one of the other members of Albatross, he said that the Falcons have a familiar playbook and against Jameis Winston. So maybe starting Taysom Hill is a better choice because you can't prepare for that guy. Mm. Defense of Atlanta, they're not going to know how to protect the ball from him. So it might be a good choice. I don't know if he's going to have a great game. He might throw two interceptions, maybe a little more. I think they're going to go run heavy on the offense, but I think it's going to surprise a lot of people what Taysom can do. But for starting purposes, I just don't think he's that kind of quarterback.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback at all. I think certainly moving on once Drew Brees retires, I believe Jameis Winston still should be the starting quarterback of this team when Drew Brees retires, because Jameis, I think, is a franchise guy. I understand he had the problems with the interceptions, but I think he's a franchise guy. Taysom Hill, I do not see him as a franchise guy. Taysom Hill's only has 20 passing attempts in his entire NFL career, and that's including the playoffs. And he has zero touchdowns and one interception. Jameis, on the other hand, was a 5-year starter, number one overall pick, led the league in passing yards, and had 30 touchdowns last year. It's hard to bench a guy like that who has that much talent. And when he came in against San Francisco to fill Drew Brees' spot for the second half of that game, I think he went, 6-for-10? I mean, it wasn't really big, but he did enough for them to win the game ultimately. And I am willing to bet this. Jameis Winston will attempt more passes on Sunday than Taysom Hill. I know that man, Sean Payton, is always up to something. And like you said, like our friend said in the chat, Sean Payton is trying to throw them off. It's hard to game plan for Taysom Hill. So if they announce them, if he announces Taysom Hill as the starter, it's going to throw them off, right? But ultimately, I believe Jameis Winston will attempt more passes in the game than Taysom Hill, because he's just better at passing. If you're going to rely on someone to pass the ball and you're telling me it's between Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, I'm taking Jameis Winston. I mean, 100% of the time. I'm sorry.
He's a talented quarterback
with a great arm. And like I said in the group chat, I mean, it was kind of a joke, but I'm serious. I mean, Taysom Hill is a store brand Tim Tebow. That's the way I look at it. And Tim Tebow, yeah, he won a playoff game, but he didn't really have that much success in the NFL. You know what I mean? And I get that Taysom Hill has a better team around him, but I mean, seriously, how are you going to do this with a utility guy, really?
Well, on Jameis's behalf, in my opinion, once a first-round pick, always a first-round pick. First overall pick, actually. So the way they're kind of treating him as a backup, at this point, he's a third string if he's backing up Taysom, who backs up Drew. So why not start Jameis for the first half, see how it goes. Maybe you get the lead around the halftime, and then if he's not doing what they want, then put in Taysom. I don't know about starting Taysom altogether. Mm. if he sucks and they already went in with the mindset that Jameis will suck, what are they going to do? Then they're just going to have that negative mindset and they're going to lose the game. And when you're 7-2, you're in that division with the Bucks, you really have to put your all in it. And I don't think Taysom Hill is what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Especially against a rival that is a hard game just for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're playing the Jets here, but you're playing the Falcons who have a good reputation of beating you. So I think they should start the former number one overall pick and what you said, 30 touchdowns last year. I mean, who else did that? I think
you led the league in passing yards. Like,
exactly. Like, they need to – who cares if they think Taysom Hill is ready? Jason Winston, I think he's the one they should start. I think it's a mistake, and I think they're going to looking towards next week.
Mm-hmm. See, and this is – I mean, they just placed Drew Brees on IR today. So that means with the new rules with injured reserve, Drew Brees is going to be out for at least 3 weeks, maybe even
Brees
more
ribs,
with broken ribs and a collapsed lung. So we're going to be looking at probably more than 3 weeks. But for just these 3 weeks, this is who they have to play. You ready? So they got the Falcons this Sunday. Then they have a bye, right? And then they play the Falcons again, actually, in Atlanta that time. And then they play the Chiefs. That's their next three games.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs are going to destroy them if Taysom Hill is still the starting quarterback.
Oh, yeah. It's over with.
And the Falcons, with how bad they've been and how disappointing they've been to a lot of people. And now, I would like to say, I did say at the beginning of the year, Dan Quinn was on the hot seat. People like to call me crazy because I had the Falcons last in that division. But it's still surprising at how bad they've been blowing games. That offense still puts up a lot of points, though. So the Saints, when you're starting Taysom Hill, it's almost like you're picking the lower scoring quarterback. Jameis Winston helps you win when there's a shootout. You understand? He helps the Saints' probabilities in shootouts. Taysom Hill doesn't. And the Falcons, a lot of their games are shootouts because as bad as they've been, their offense is still pretty explosive with Julio, Matt Ryan, Todd Gurley, Calvin Ridley, all them boys. They're still pretty explosive, and they still can put up a lot of points. So the Saints, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to slow that down by going to more of a run-heavy offense, but I'm not sure. It's very intriguing to me starting Taysom Hill because I could not have predicted that coming. I thought for sure that Jameis Winston would have been the starting quarterback this week.
I think that was on everybody's mind, and it kind of shocked the NFL world.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, everyone was talking about it today. You turn on ESPN, you turn on NFL Live, you turn on any of these shows. That's the number one thing that everyone is talking about. And I mean, seriously, I don't know how you bench the guy that just led the league in passing yards. I understand the interceptions. I understand. But when you're a backup quarterback, you can throw a few. Look at Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick was a gunslinger, and he still is. And he was a great backup quarterback. He could come in and win you some games and put up some good numbers. But he was also going to throw a few. Jameis Winston is your backup quarterback. He has the ability to come in, put up some big numbers, toss a few touchdowns, but he might throw a few. But that's what a backup quarterback is. That's what the perfect backup quarterback is sometimes. You know what I mean? Right. So
Nick Foles, look at
him. Yeah, exactly. Now he's kind of a dud in Chicago, though, but that's a whole different story, man. Now, let's get into the MVP race, though. We had a big game last night in the MVP race. Both Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray were playing. Neither of them did too great, honestly. I mean, I know Russell Wilson came through with the win, but he was still south of 200 passing yards, threw for two touchdowns. I mean, he was very efficient. But neither of them put up the fireworks that I thought they really would in that game. How do you think this will play out in the MVP race?
Well, beginning of the season, I was saying that Kyler Murray was my MVP choice, right? And honestly, way before that, I was saying Drew Lock, but we all know how that's going. So I'm still sticking with Kyler Murray. And yes, Russell Wilson's doing incredible. Even Patrick Mahomes might repeat, you know, from the previous season. So I'm not quite sure how it's going to go. I think Kyler Murray's playing the best. Obviously, it's second. He's playing the best he's had or ever had in a while. So I think that he's still going to stick it out. Honestly, it's very similar to how Lamar's season looked last year to me. They had a great, obviously, went 14-2. Of course, the Cardinals have three losses now. So I think Kyler Murray, he's going to get the Cardinals to the playoffs. And he's going to do that with a winning record, better than a winning record, like 11 wins, I would say. And I think that'll definitely lock up his candidacy for MVP. And who's to say Russell Wilson, who knows what they'll go at? Maybe a 12-4 record, I would say. But I think, honestly, it's whoever gets further in the playoffs, I think that will lock it up. And it depends on Kyler Murray rushing touchdowns, and he's just doing a lot more. And if you look at the Seahawks, they're a great team, obviously. Russell Wilson's done the same thing pretty much every season. You look at Kyler Murray, Cardinals weren't really anything without Kyler Murray, and now they're one of the best teams in the league. I think that's what qualifies you for MVP. If you take a team from nowhere to somewhere, and even better than somewhere, I think that's where you – I mean, look, Mahomes did it with – well, the Chiefs were fine with Alex Smith, right? But Mahomes took them to the next level, a level that I didn't think
– he got them over the hump.
Yeah, and look at him now. He's 10-year signed quarterback making – what was it? What was the deal?
Almost $500 million.
Yeah, it's – I don't think Kyle Rob would do that, but I think there's his year for MVP. That's what I think the MVP race is going down to.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Kyler Murray right now. I mean, he's on pace to be the first quarterback ever with 4,000 passing yards and 1,000 rushing yards on the same season. He also has like 10 rushing touchdowns, 21 passing touchdowns, almost 3,000 yards passing on 68.3 completion percentage with a 98.7 passer rating. Kyler Murray is having a stellar year. Don't get me wrong. But I'm here to tell you right now, and you know he's my boy, I'm going with Pat Mahomes still. Pat Mahomes, I mean, this is what's going to be Patrick Mahomes' entire career. He's going to be the best quarterback year in, year out, and they're not going to want to give him MVP every single year. It's almost like LeBron James. LeBron James has been the best player in basketball for basically as long as I've been alive. So, and they haven't given him MVP every year. It's going to be the same thing with Pat Mahomes. But Pat Mahomes is the MVP this year. Pat Mahomes right now, his touchdown to interception ratio is incredible. It's untouchable. He has 25 touchdowns right now and one interception, just one.
The guy's
just one. It's unbelievable. He has a 115.9 passer rating, and he's doing it while on nearly 67% completion percentage, throwing for over 2,600 yards, and they're 8-1, and they're at the top of their division. He is going to have a nice game this Sunday, a tough game this Sunday night, against the division rival Raiders, who is actually their only loss right now. I say Mahomes goes and wins that game, and that's going to put him right back in the MVP race, no doubt about it. And I don't know how he's not in it. I mean, you know, at the beginning of the season, I thought it was Russ. Russell Wilson is, I mean, he's still doing great. His team's at the top of his division, has 30 touchdowns right now, which is leading the league with over 2,900 yards passing with 111 passer rating. But he has 10 interceptions. You know what I mean? Now, granted, his team is playing a lot worse than the Chiefs are. But the way that I look at it is Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback, still probably the best player in the league. And I know you...
Over Aaron Donald?
Yes, 100%. Wow. I'm sorry, but if I'm starting a franchise from no players at all and I have the number one overall pick, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes. I mean... The guy's unbelievable. The guy is doing things that I have never seen before, that you've never seen before, that anybody has ever seen before. And he's my MVP. As long as the Chiefs keep winning, I don't see how anyone's going to take this from him. 25-1 touchdown to interception ratio. That's incredible. Yeah, and an 8-1 record. If he goes and he beats the Raiders this weekend, I think we should really start talking about him. I'm surprised nobody's talked about him yet. But I think Josh Allen's probably out of it after losing to the Cardinals last week, having a rough game. Aaron Rodgers is someone who could be in it, but he's just not getting hype. Drew Brees is out. Russell Wilson is he still in it? Is he back in it with a win against the Cardinals?
I think so. I think he still deserves to be talked about. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he's never had a vote for MVP.
He has never had a vote. You're correct.
I can't believe that. I think this is year he gets a vote. I don't know if he'll win. I think he'll get a vote at least.
Mm-hmm. And he's definitely deserving of it.
Yeah. Honestly, I think the Seahawks can reach the Super Bowl. And
really?
Yes. I think – well, we can talk about that later. But I think someone who still deserves to be talked about in the MVP race, and might get a lot of hate for this, but Tom Brady, he did have that loss, but who was it against? The Saints. Yeah.
The Saints twice and then the Bears.
Yeah. With games like that, how can you still be talked about?
Yeah, those are some bad losses.
Right. But he's one of the top quarterbacks right now, and people are overlooking that, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he'll get the conversation he should be, but towards the end of the season, I don't think he'll stick around to hang. I mean, he'll be there, but I don't think people will.
Yeah. Plus, after that embarrassing loss to the Saints, that was embarrassing. What was it, like 38-3? I mean, our group chat was going crazy over it. I mean, I remember watching it, and I was like, wow, this is incredible. And, I mean, you can't put it all on Tom Brady. You got to put it some on the play calling. Like I said on last week's episode, they ran the ball like 5 times, which is the lowest in NFL history. Any quarterback needs to have a running back that runs more than 5 times in a game. If you want to be successful, you need to run the ball more than 5 times. I don't care if you're down by 2 scores, 3 scores. The running game needs to be incorporated in your offense. And it felt like Bruce Arians and his coaching staff seemed to just forget that running the ball was an essential part of football. And I feel like that's part of the reason why the game got away from them really quickly, because it felt like Tom Brady was just throwing things up deep when they got down early. And then after that, a couple 3 and outs, it was just over from there. And it was just a landslide. It was like a snowball effect. Everything just kept piling up. And yeah. I mean, it was awful. So I think that, just that right there, and especially since it was on national television, prime time, I'm pretty sure it was Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football, either one. It was on prime time. Everybody was watching, and we just saw them get destroyed. And I think that kind of puts them out of it for sure.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And there's other dudes that can win it too that aren't quarterbacks, because, you know, MVP isn't just for quarterbacks. I know we forget about that, but Dalvin Cook is, he is playing out of his mind right now. And I know he missed a few games due to injury, but while he is on the field, man, oh man, is he dangerous. He is something special, really special talent. And Alvin Kamara as well. I know he's not doing as much on the rushing numbers, but through the air, I mean, he is a really versatile weapon for that Saints offense, and he's kind of carrying them right now in times that they've definitely needed it.
Yep. Especially right now. So.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see about that, but it's a tight MVP race this year. Right now I'm going with Mahomes. I understand you can't really go wrong with Kyler either. That's your pick, but Mahomes is my guy. Hey, but I got a question for you, though. Last time you were on the show, I made this the trailer to the show. We all know how I feel about Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I think he's the best quarterback in the league. You said on the show last time that you did not believe that Patrick Mahomes was the best quarterback in the NFL. And I want to know, I mean, we're more than midway through the season this year. Are you still going with that? Are you still going with that Patrick Mahomes is not the best quarterback in the NFL?
Based on the stats, I'll say he is the best, but the 25-1. But based on the path, I think in terms of playoffs and potential for the championship or Super Bowl, I think the AFC is very contested. Normally, it's never. It's just two or three teams. Now there's a bunch of teams who can derail the Chiefs. And we saw that with Las Vegas. They just made them look like a regular team, honestly. And I still think there are some games the Chiefs, maybe two or three games, two or three losses I think the Chiefs will have. I think Mahomes is a top three quarterback, maybe even top two, but the best quarterback in the league right now in terms of the season and how their team has been playing, I might have to go with either Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. Actually, after the bye, not Russell Wilson. But before the bye, yes. But right now, I think Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes are the gunslingers to watch out for.
So what if I were to ask you to rank your top five quarterbacks right now?
Ooh.
I know it's tough. I know we're going off script here, but I just want to know. First, I'm really intrigued.
Number one is Carson Wentz. I'm just joking. he's not even in the top 10. Gosh, I don't know. I'm going to have to rank them in a little, but Mahomes, Wilson, Rodgers. Jeez.
So you are going Mahomes at one.
I want to back up what I said, but it's just too hard to fight against the guy. I will have to probably take back what I said because he's just proven me wrong. Like, I've never, I'm going to be honest, I don't like the Chiefs that much, but I root for them because they're a phenomenal team. How can you not? But I think Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback and he deserves everything he's getting. But I still think him and Aaron Rodgers are the top two quarterbacks for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that because Aaron Rodgers is just, everyone knows how great he is. And the Packers are playing a bunch of hard teams this year and they're winning and by a lot. So I think Aaron Rodgers is definitely, if Kyler doesn't get it, I think he should be considered too. But yeah, Mahomes, I'm going to have to take back what I said because he's doing it.
I was waiting on that, man. I was waiting to ask you that all week because I was just like, what? Like, there's no way that he just came on the show and said that to everybody listening that Patrick Mahomes is not the best quarterback in the league. I mean, he passes the eyeball test. He passes the stats test. He passes the winning test. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I remember saying that to him. I'm like, dang, I wish I didn't say that.
It's okay. I was the guy that said the Steelers would go 7-9 this year. So, it's not nearly as embarrassing as what I'm going through right now. And I'm also the guy that said that Carson Wentz was a top 10 quarterback in the league.
He did.
So I've had some cool picks sometimes, but it happens.
All right. A lot of people were saying Daniel Jones was going to be MVP and lift the Giants to a winning record and Super Bowl. I'm like,
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think I've heard anybody saying that.
Oh, I know a couple of websites and articles that were saying the Giants were going to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I'm like, okay.
Imagine that.
Talking about Madden here. So
yeah. Well, talking about some playoff predictions, we're getting pretty close to the end of the regular season, and the playoff race is really heating up. We've got a tight playoff race in the AFC and the NFC this year. I'm just going to go here and read you the standings for the AFC right now. So at number one, 9-0 Pittsburgh Steelers, they're on a roll right now. I got to give them credit, but, they're definitely kind of overrated. They're definitely playing a lot of easy teams, a lot of cupcakes, not going to lie.
Yeah.
But, and especially with Jacksonville this week, I mean, you know, no disrespect to Jake Luton and them boys, but I mean, seriously, they're trying to lose games, like they're tanking. So, you know, I see them going 10-0. So I can see them definitely holding on in that division. So we're looking at them at the number one seed. Then we have the Kansas City Chiefs at 8-1, number two seed. I don't think that we're at any conflict in that division either. I think they got the AFC West on lock. I don't know if we're at any disagreements there. What do you think? So we got them winning that division. Then we have the Buffalo Bills leading the AFC East at 7-3.
That still shocks me. It's just hard to see a team not the Patriots at the top.
Yeah, for sure. And then the fourth seed leading the AFC South, we have the Indianapolis Colts after their big Thursday night win against their division rival, Tennessee Titans. They now have the tiebreaker in that division, so they're now the fourth seed. Then we have at 6-3 the Las Vegas Raiders, the first wild card team. Then at the sixth seed, the second wild card team, the Miami Dolphins at 6-3. Quite a surprise there. And then at number seven, the token wild card seed now, after they expanded the playoffs this year to three wild cards, the Baltimore Ravens are sitting there at 6-3, with the Browns right behind there at number eight. And the Titans at number nine in the hunt. They're both 6-3. And then we still have the Patriots kind of lurking around there at 4-5 in the 10th seed. I don't know if they're really going to do too much there. But who's in, who's out in the AFC right now? Like, who's going to make it in and who's going to make it out?
So with my bracket on the website, you can get that at albatrossports.com/NFL. I have the one seed being the Chiefs at 14-2. I think – I won't tell you – well, actually, I can. I will tell you who I think they will lose to. And it's on air. Let me go look at the schedule. I would have said the Saints, but now I'm not so certain when Drew Brees is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to be a shootout. Potential loss for Mahomes. I think the Buccaneers can put them up for their money in Week 12. Even the Dolphins in Week 14, I think that's going to be a closer game than people are going to think. It's one of those trap games. Dolphins aren't a bad team, but when you're playing the Chiefs, you kind of look like a bad team, you know? So I think Tua can surprise a lot of people there. I'm not saying that could be – they might go 13-3. I think they could go 14-2. But Chiefs at 1, 2, Steelers, 13-3. I actually – my preseason predictions, I had them at 13-3, so I'm still sticking with that. And so the Steelers at 2, the 3, it's kind of it's switching up every week for me, but I'm thinking the Titans are going to get that 3 seed, and the 4 seed Buffalo by a head-to-head record, or conference record, my bad. So I have them both sitting at 11-5. And then for the wild cards, 5th seed, Baltimore, 12-4. I think they'll turn it around. And a Buffalo-Baltimore wildcard game, that's amazing. I mean, the defenses will need to play their hardest if Buffalo wants to win. Going into the 6th seed, this is going to be a fun game, and here's why. The 3 seed Tennessee Titans versus the 6 seed Miami Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill's former team. So what will happen there? I think that could be an upset to a time. I think that's going to become a pretty prevalent thing. And then the 7, I'm going to let you guess. Who do you think I have? So it's between the Colts, Browns, or Raiders. Who do you think I got there on my bracket?
Yo, you know I'm a Browns fan. So I'm gonna hope that you put the Browns in there. Gave us a little bit of love. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was the Raiders, because I know you like the Raiders. You think they've been having a pretty good year. You think they've been pretty underrated. But I'm going to go with the Browns.
So I have it coming down to a head-to-head record, Raiders versus Browns, which the Raiders beat the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be the game that people are going to look back and be like, the Browns are going to just be like, wow, we really should have played harder, because I think that's going to be a playoff important game. And the Colts aren't that far behind. They're at 6-3 now, like you said. So here's what they got coming up. Packers, ouch. Titans, ouch. Texans, we'll see. Raiders, pretty important game, playoff. Texans again in Indy. Steelers could be an upset there. And Jacksonville, they're not going to lose to Jacksonville again because it's just amazing how they lost to the middle. I think the Colts could push for that seven, but right now I have it at being Las Vegas at the seven seed.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say this just in the AFC. The Colts are pretenders. They're not going to hold on to that division. I believe they're going to fall out of the playoff picture. Like you said, they have a pretty tough schedule coming up. And the Titans, I think they're going to get their act together down the stretch of the season. Baltimore is going to rise. They're not going to stay at the seventh seed. I expect them to probably be around the fifth seed. And the Dolphins, they have a tough schedule as well coming up here. Let me bring it up for you real quick. They have the Broncos. They're probably going to win that game. Then they have the Bengals. The Bengals are a tough team, and that could be a trap game for them. But then we're looking at the Patriots. That's, you know, Bill Belichick, Cam Newton. We'll see how they're doing. The Jets. Then they have to play the Chiefs and the Raiders. So, thanks. I don't know. We could be looking at a 10-6 Dolphins team. I don't know if they make the playoffs at 10-6 because that AFC, there's going to be a team that's 10-6 that misses the playoffs this year in the AFC.
I agree.
And it might be the Browns, actually, now that I think of it, just because they have that loss to the Raiders and then they have that loss to the Ravens. I doubt they beat the Ravens again. And you know, it's going to be tough for the Browns to make the playoffs, mainly because Baker's not it. So we're looking at – this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that the Steelers are going to hold on to the number one seed. The Chiefs are going to win the AFC West, and they're going to have the number two seed. Then I say the Bills hold on in the AFC East at three. So they're going to be three seeds. So the top three, I'm not changing anything right now. Then we're going to have the Titans at four because they're going to win the AFC South. And then at the fifth seed – I'm going to say the Ravens move up to the fifth seed. They're going to figure it out. I know Lamar is going to figure it out. And I think Harbaugh is soon to be a Hall of Fame coach when he retires. I think he's going to figure it out as well. And they still have a great defense. Calais Campbell, you know, Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters, all them boys. And that Patrick Queen, he's playing real great as a rookie as well.
And so, Yannick Ngakoue is there now too.
Yeah, Yannick Ngakoue is there around the edge rush. So – They're gonna be looking good towards the stretch of the second half of the season for sure, especially since the AFC North was kind of blessed with like an easier schedule this year. So I see them at fifth. And then
you have a Titans Ravens rematch.
Titans Ravens rematch, yeah. That's what I'm seeing. But wow,
that'd be great.
Then we're going to have, man, I'm going to put the Raiders at the sixth seed and the Dolphins at the seventh, because I think the Browns are the odd man out right now. If you look at the Browns' remaining schedule, let's see this. They have to play the Steelers again. They have to play the Ravens again. They play the Eagles this Sunday. They should win that game. Then they play the Jaguars. And then they play the Titans, Ravens. So that's probably two losses for the Browns. Giants, Jets, that's two wins. And then the Steelers last game of the year. So I see three losses coming up for the Browns right now. And who knows, with that offense, they might fold against a team like Jacksonville. And Myles Garrett has COVID right now. Tested positive for the coronavirus. He's on the COVID-19 list. He's the sack leader. He's the foundation of that defense. And he's going to be out for
player of the year, in my opinion,
for at least this week and maybe next week as well against the Eagles and the Jaguars. So they might fold and lose one of those games as well. The Browns just look like the odd man out right now. They look like real pretenders. So that's my AFC playoff picture. And if I'm going to pick who's going to make it out of that, I'm rolling with the Chiefs to make it out of the AFC.
Into the Super Bowl.
I think we're going to see a a Chiefs versus Bills AFC Championship game.
Ooh.
I think Josh Allen and the Bills are going to catch fire. I know they just had a tough loss against the Cardinals, but if you think about it, the Bills, for the most part, outplayed the Arizona Cardinals for most of that game. And, you know, it was just that tough, you know, DeAndre Hopkins Hail Mary that it was just unbelievable. And they lost in that way. But I think they're going to catch fire towards the end of the year. So I think we're going to see a Chiefs versus Bills AFC Championship game. And I think that the Chiefs are going to win that quite easily. And I see them in the Super Bowl coming out of the AFC.
So for my divisional round, Chiefs, obviously, there's only one first-round bye for each conference this year. So Chiefs move on to the divisional round. The Buffalo-Baltimore matchup I spoke about, I think Baltimore is going to get that slight edge over the Bills and win the game. So they're the 5 seed. They'll go to play the Chiefs, assuming the Raiders don't beat the Steelers. I have the Steelers beating the Raiders. So Baltimore goes to play Kansas City in Arrowhead. Good luck there. Then you got a divisional matchup of – oh, I forgot the Tennessee-Miami game. I think Tennessee can pull that one out and beat Tua. Maybe not this season, but this season I think the Titans still have enough. So you'll have a Pittsburgh-Tennessee matchup again in the division round. I think Pittsburgh comes through again. And this time by a lot, I think they'll just catch Tennessee with their pants down. And I think the Chiefs will close game. I think they'll like beat the Ravens. So then I have the AFC Championship being Chiefs Steelers. And I actually have always had Chiefs Seahawks in the Super Bowl. But statistically, teams that start out, I think it was 5-0, which the Steelers did. Of course, now they're 9-0. 42% of those teams make the Super Bowl. And Titans and Steelers and Seahawks were 3 of those teams. So I think it's Titans have a great chance, but I think they're just going to run into too much competition. So I think Pittsburgh might make it to the Super Bowl this year. And at first, whole season I had Chiefs, Seahawks. Still might happen. Chiefs are just godly. But I think Steelers are playing the best football they had played in years. And I think it's even better than their Super Bowl appearance last time. So I have the Steelers in the Super Bowl this year right now.
All right. I mean, they're 9-0 right now. It's hard for me to go against that. But I would like to say this. They have had some tough games against teams that they should have beaten. Monday Night Football Week 1, they should have destroyed the Giants. They're a way better team than the Giants. And they almost lost. And if Daniel Jones doesn't make that play at the goal line where he throws that stupid interception, I believe that the Giants actually come back from down, 10 points and wins that game. Then Week 2, you had the injury to Drew Lock early in the game and the injury to Cortland Sutton, by the way, early in that game. And then they ended up barely winning against the Broncos, who were led by Jeff Driscoll at quarterback, who eventually lost his job to Brett Rypien. And no disrespect to those guys, they're NFL quarterbacks, don't get me wrong, but they have no business starting in an NFL game. So they almost lost to Jeff Driscoll at quarterback. And then Week 3, they almost lost to the Houston Texans, who I believe have, two wins right now? Two wins? Yeah. They're, 2-7? So they almost lost to the Texans in Week 3. Then in Week 4, I believe they played the Browns and, you know, ended up destroying the Browns. But, you know, they're the Browns. Big Ben owns the Browns. And that's, you know, that's the situation. Then they played the Eagles and almost lost to Carson Wentz, who is, you know, turning the ball over like he does it for fun. And, you know, they had a lot of tough games. They almost lost to Garrett Gilbert, by the way. Garrett Gilbert of the Dallas Cowboys. They almost lost to Garrett Gilbert, who last played for the Orlando Apollos in the AAF, which is a league that folded, you know, faster than it takes to cook a hot pocket. But, you know, I mean, seriously, they have had some really tough games against teams that they should have just trampled. So That's why I'm kind of out on the Steelers right now. I think they should be more impressive than they actually are. So for that, I'm still going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. But now let's look to the NFC. We have the Packers leading the AFC or the NFC North, and they're the one seed right now at 7-2. And then we have the New Orleans Saints leading the NFC South at 7-2 right now as the second seed. Then Seattle at 7-3. Then we have Philly in the playoffs right now, which is disgusting, at 3-5-1. I'm sorry, I know you're an Eagles fan, but it's absolutely disgusting that a team from the NFC East is going to make the playoffs this year. And it's honestly disrespectful to the word playoffs, because I said this about basketball in a previous episode, but playoffs are for winners and they aren't for losers. And when you lose more games than we win and you're in the playoffs, that is a problem. And I believe that's a flaw in the system. And I'm just going to continue. Then we have the Tampa Bay Bucks, the first wild card, fifth seed, 7-3. Then we have the Rams at the sixth seed, 6-3, and the Cardinals still in the playoffs as the seventh seed at 6-4, despite that Thursday night loss to their division rival, Seattle Seahawks, yesterday. So in the hunt, we still have the Bears. We still have the Vikings at 4-5, the Lions at 4-5. And then in the NFC East picture, I want to get into that. Who do we have coming out of the NFC East? Because Philly just had a tough loss to the Giants. The Giants are now 3-7. I believe they're going into a bye week this week. And then we have Washington, who's played a couple of competitive games against the Lions last week. And then the week before that, they had a close game as well against, I believe they were playing the Giants. What are we looking at for the NFC East? Do you think that the Eagles can hold on in that division, or are they going to fold?
I do think they'll hold on, and they're not going to hold on easy because they're still going to lose. They're still going to lose some games, but right now they're 3-5-1, and they got coming up Browns. Probably a loss the way the Eagles have been playing. I think they'll put up some points in the beginning, surprise people, and then the Browns will come back. Seahawks, they have a rough time with the Seahawks. Another loss. So you're right there, you're looking at 3-7-1. Yikes. And they're not going to have the division lead during those weeks because other teams, I think the Giants and Redskins, the Washington football team will catch up. But then I'm looking at the schedule. You got the Packers. I think they can hold on to that game. I don't know if they'll win that one, but then they got the Saints. Pending Drew Brees, I think they can win that game. Even if they had Drew Brees, I think it would be close. Cardinals, I'll come back to that one. Cowboys and Washington, their last two games. I think those are both wins. I think this will be one of the first in Philly history to sweep the Cowboys in a season. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a biased Eagles fan, but I think this is time to do so because they have Garrett Gilbert. And he's not that bad, but he's not Dak Prescott. If, unfortunately for the Cowboys and Dak, he's out, as we all know. So if he was still here, this division would look a lot different. But I still think the Eagles can hold out with a 6-9-1 record. So I think they'll get three more wins. And I think one of those, maybe two, will be games that they probably should win. So I think a good team will play bad and they'll win. But
so we have a team making the playoffs at 6-9-1.
It's disgusting.
I am not sure, but I think that might be the worst record for any playoff team in the history of the NFL. I am not sure, but I would not be surprised if that was. I know the Seahawks made it at 7-9 once, and I'm pretty sure the Panthers made it at 7-8-1 once, but they not 6-9-1. That is unbelievable. But
this could be history. I mean,
the way I look at it is the Eagles are struggling, and they're struggling big time. Their offensive line is playing one of the worst in the league. I mean, they gave up the most sacks so far in the season. They just lost to the Giants, who are not very good. And the way that I look at it is that The Washington football team has the best quarterback in the NFC East now that Dak is hurt. Alex Smith is the best quarterback in that division. He just threw for, what, over 350 yards last week, which I believe was a career high for him, by the way. Look at the Washington football team's remaining schedule. They play the Bengals this weekend, which is a winnable game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they beat the Bengals this week. That puts them at 3-7. Then they beat the Cowboys next week. That should be a nice win for them on Thursday night on a short week, a banged up Cowboys team. So that's 4-7. Then they play the Steelers, so that'll be 4-8. 49ers, 4-9.
Yeah.
Then they play Seattle, so that might put them at 4-10. But then they have Panthers and Eagles. They really need to pull off a few upsets, but I believe that Alex Smith has the ability to win this division. Because if you look at the Eagles' remaining schedules, Browns, that's probably a loss. Seahawks, that's probably a loss. I think they take the loss to the Packers as well. Saints, Cardinals, that's five losses in a row that I see for the Eagles in all seriousness. I don't think they have one of those games that's a win. So that'll put them at, after those five games, that'll put them at what? 3-10-1. And then they're going to have to beat the Cowboys and the football team. That'll put them at 5-10-1 on the season. I think they have a much tougher remaining schedule than the Washington football team does. And I'm gonna roll with the underdogs here. I'm going to say that Alex Smith gets it done. He wins comeback player of the year. He makes the playoffs. He wins the NFC East. And they get decimated in the first round. But let's go from worst to first. So we just talked about the NFC East picture. How about the NFC West picture right now? We have the Seattle Seahawks leading the division at 7-3. Then we have the Rams at second place at 6-3. The Cardinals at third place at 6-4. And then at fourth place, we have the injury-plagued San Francisco 49ers, who I believe are out of this at this point. But what do you think about that? Who comes out on top?
I think Seattle's going to come out on top. Not just because of last night's game. I'm looking at their schedule right now. Eagles, don't even have to answer that. Giants, could be an upset. Probably not, though. Jets, I mean, do they even play football? Washington, Alex Smith versus the Seahawks. That's a loss, I feel like, for the Seahawks. It's a trap game, I feel like, and they're not really going to care that much. Rams, they already lost them once. It's in Seattle. Russell Wilson doesn't really lose that much in Seattle. They're 5-0 at home. So, they're 5-0 at home. So, when they're against the Rams, 49ers are going to win in San Francisco, I think. I still have them at top. I have them at 12-4. And then the rest of the division, Rams second place, 10-6. Also Cardinals possibly 10-6. And then 49ers, just the Super Bowl hangover, but not really their fault. It's just injury and can't blame. That's how I have the NFC West going. Seattle, honestly, I think they could make the Super Bowl. We'll see.
This is my prediction for the NFC West, and it might not be a popular one, but I'm looking at the Rams schedule right now, and I think they can pull through. You see that they play the Buccaneers. That's going to be a tough game. It's a tough matchup, but I believe they can actually win that game against the Buccaneers this weekend on Monday Night Football. I think they have an actual legitimate chance of winning that game. But let's say they lose that game, right? So that puts them at what, 6-4?
Yes.
So then they have the 49ers the next week. I think they beat the 49ers. The 49ers are extremely banged up. Then they have the Cardinals. And I say that they're going to beat the Cardinals. So that puts them at 8-3. Then they have the Patriots. I believe they'll win that. 9-3, the Jets, like you said. I mean, seriously, what are they doing? They're like a peewee football team. So that'll have them at 10-3. Seahawks, they'll lose. They'll lose that game. Oh, my bad. I think I'm missing a game. No. That'll put them at 10-4. That'll put them at 10-4 after the Jets win. Then I say they lose to the Seahawks. So that'll put them at 10-5. And then they're going to lose to the Cardinals in the last game of the year. So that'll put them at 10-6. So there's a couple tough losses there. But the Seahawks really cannot play defense. And people can creep up on them sometimes. So if you're looking at, you know, Giants, maybe they can upset them. The 49ers in the last game of the year, they play hard. Say what you want about the 49ers and their injuries. They play hard. I think they can upset the Seahawks right there. And then the Rams, they can upset them too. That's another flip game. So I can see this easily going to the Rams. I think that they're playing some of their best football, but I think there's going to be three teams in the playoffs from that division. And I just see the Rams. I think the Rams can win it right now.
Interesting. Actually, you're the first person I've heard say that. So
I think they really can. They had a nice win against Seattle. Seattle's a good team, like you said. And if they can keep this rolling and they can keep that play action going, keep being successful in the play action, which is Jared Goff and Sean McVay's bread and butter, I think they can be a very dangerous team. But now, let's try to pick who we're going to have coming out of the NFC to play the AFC team in the Super Bowl. Who do you got?
So this time I'm going to start from the bottom. So seventh seed, the last wild card spot, I am going to give to the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm going to actually put them – well, I think I'm going to put them at 9-7. I know that's hard considering they're already 6-3. They could get that spot with 10-6. I mean, the NFC is stacked. It's going to be tight between that last spot – the Cardinals coming out. Lions are playing great football right now. I still believe they're in the hunt for that last.
Same with the Vikings.
Yes, they both those teams could get it at 9-7, but I don't think that will happen. Let's see. Yeah, so I've got the Cardinals at 7. 6, Los Angeles. Those could be flipped just depending on head-to-head records and math. I can't do in my head right now, but right now I'm going to say Rams at 6. 5, Tampa Bay. They're not going to win the South, but they're going to get that wild card spot. Probably basically a bye because they're playing the NFC East in the first round. And then what's that, 5? So 4, I'm going to stick with the Eagles, like I said, 6-9-1. The 3 seed. Oh, and I forgot to do the record. So Arizona, I got them at 9-7. Rams, 10-6, and Tampa, 11-5. And then 4 seed, 6-9-1. 3 seed, this might shock people, Green Bay. I have them at 12-4. 2nd seed, also at 12-4, I have the Saints. And then the 1 seed, Seattle, 13-3. So, and if they are 12-4, it's just going to make this huge tiebreaker that I can't even think about right now. But so considering all that happens, 1 seed Seattle moves into the divisional round. Philly's going to upset Tampa. I'm just kidding. Tampa's beat Philly. So that's a 5 seed. Automatically, they get to go play the 1 seed, assuming the lower seeds don't win. Arizona versus, what I say, Green Bay. Or Arizona's a 7, so I said against the New Orleans Saints. Our buddy, Parta Albatross, might not like this, but he's a huge Saints fan. I think the Cardinals can upset the Saints in that game. Saints struggle in the playoffs, and we've seen that throughout the past seasons. I don't think trends never have anything to do with an actual season, but I think the Cardinals are just going to be on fire, and Kyler Murray is going to be hype because he's potentially the MVP. They're playing great football. I think they're going to win. So 7 seed automatically goes to play Seattle in the divisional round. That's going to be a great game. So 1-7. And then the 3-6 matchup, it was Green Bay versus Los Angeles. Close game. I think Green Bay is going to pull through. And they'll play Tampa Bay. So now it's divisional round. Tampa Bay versus Green Bay. That's weird.
The Battle of the Bays.
Yes, and it's going to be a good one. I think Brady's going to be mad about the way he's played. So I think they're going to go to the AFC Championship. They're going to try to be that first home team to play in the Super Bowl. Green Bay, they're going to catch them at a bad time. I think, honestly, I think that game could go overtime. Then you got the Seattle, Arizona. Seattle's just going to destroy Arizona at this point. I think that, I don't want to say a number right now because it's way too early and it's my matchup that might have didn't happen. But I could see that being like 30 to 14 or something. I think Kyler Murray's just going to choke if he has to play Seattle to get to the AFC or NFC championship. But that's all speculation. So then I'm looking at an NFC championship versus the 1 seed Seahawks versus the 5 seed Bucks. I'm struggling with that pick, but I'm still going to go with the Seahawks. I don't think the Buccaneers are going to do enough to be the first home team in the Super Bowl. So just following my early season predictions of Chiefs-Seahawks, but now I've changed it to Steelers-Seahawks in the Super Bowl. And I think Russell Wilson will get another ring. That's what I got.
Ooh, okay, so you have the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that was a Super Bowl already. Why ago was it?
It was it was Seahawks and Steelers. The Steelers won. It was when Matt Hasselbeck was the quarterback for the Seahawks.
That's right.
And it was their first franchise Super Bowl appearance, and that was Big Ben's first ring.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that was young Big Ben, but. Now times have changed. I have the Chiefs coming out of the AFC. But my NFC prediction is I think we're going to be looking at an NFC championship game between the Packers and either the Seahawks or the Rams. Actually, scratch that. It's either going to be the Seahawks or the Buccaneers. I don't think the Rams have what it takes. I think that teams will figure out how to stop the play action come playoff time. But Seattle, the reason why I'm saying that is because Russell Wilson, when the lights are on, I think he has the best record in primetime games of any quarterback in the history of the game right now. He's unbelievable when all the pressure is on him because he's so precise, he's so accurate, and he's just so perfect. You know what I mean? At managing the game, and he's really athletic. He doesn't let his team lose. He doesn't let his team down ever. And Tom Brady, who do you have faith in? Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers. That's why I think it's going to come down to those three. And right now, I'm going to go with my preseason was Seattle, but they're really struggling on defense. I'm going to go with the Packers to come out of the NFC. And I think that they're going to play the Kansas City Chiefs in Tampa Bay for the Super Bowl. And I think Pat Mahomes is going to get another Super Bowl back-to-back. I think the Chiefs are really going to go back-to-back this year. I think Mahomes is going to get back-to-back Super Bowl MVPs. And he's going to start moving up the ranks of you know, potentially being a Hall of Fame quarterback before he turns the age 25. So, Chiefs winning the Super Bowl against the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is great. They're really clicking right now, the Packers are. And I understand they've had a couple tough games recently. They almost lost to Jacksonville last week. They lost against Minnesota. But like I said, it's a divisional game. Stuff happens in divisional matchups when you're playing against your division opponent. But I see a Chiefs-Packers Super Bowl and one that is going to be a great game, I hope. A super great game because you're going to have Aaron Rodgers, who basically was Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes. And then Patrick Mahomes, who is Patrick Mahomes on the other side. And then you're going to have Andy Reid, the old wise mastermind on the other side. You're going to have this young Matt LaFleur, and who's one of the youngest coaches of all time. at the time when he was hired. So I think it's going to be an incredible matchup between those two teams in the Super Bowl. And you said you're going to pick, you said you're going to pick the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right. So you're riding with your boy, Russell Wilson, who you said was better than Mahomes preseason.
I am, but I'm still, it's on another, it's recorded somewhere else, but I did say Chiefs Seahawks earlier in the year. I think I said that May or June.
Yeah. See, that was my preseason prediction as well, was Chiefs Seahawks. But
I think it'd
when,
be better
when you get into the playoffs, games get tight. It's normally you're playing in cold weather cities. It's around winter time. It gets cold. The offenses aren't as explosive come playoff time. And it comes down to defense, and you got to win in the trenches. And I don't think the Seahawks have enough of that. I think they're going to put up a deep run in the playoffs. Like I said, I think they're going to make the NFC Championship game, them or Tampa. But right now, I think Aaron Rodgers, and I think they have a great running game. They have great blocking. Aaron Rodgers is tremendous. Davante Adams is playing great. Alan Lazard is coming back off of injured reserve. Their defense is playing well. I like what the Packers are doing this year. So I have Packers, Chiefs, Super Bowl, but you know I got to ride with my boy Mahomes. That's it, everybody. Thank you all so much for watching and or listening. Make sure to like, follow, or subscribe wherever you may be listening. Also, please make sure to follow the show on social media at Peyton Doyle Show. That is at Peyton Doyle Show. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, basically all social media platforms. And thank you, Jordan, for being on the show today. Always great having you on. And also, everyone, please make sure to follow at Albatross Sports. That is at Albatross, like the bird, sports. Okay. And hit up Jordan. He's done a lot of graphics for me in the past. He does great designs, great edits. So if you need an edit, he's your man. DM him on at Albatross Sports. Also, if you're interested in joining the Albatross Army, DM me or Jordan, and we can try to get you on the team. And like always, thank you for watching, and please make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you.